Ladies and gentlemen, we've invited the first class. Now we're inviting the executive platinum.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'd love to welcome back the fantabulous Lee Harris from Blue Marine Travel. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks so much, Rhea. I like being called fantabulous as well. Another one to add to the list.
Right. Well, that's my own made-up word. It's like a mixture of fantastic and fabulous. So
I did get that. Yeah, I didn't think I was going to make it in the Oxford Dictionary.
It's just a great word, I think. And I have to mention that Blue Marine, this show is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel, who hasn't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in the 70s.
Well done.
I know, right? So actually this week is a heck of a lot better news. I mean, there's a bit of both, but it is much better news this week than it was last.
Yeah, I mean, it's not all doom and gloom. I mean, I'm not going to lie, there is some doom and gloom. I mean, it's part and parcel of travel at the moment, isn't it? But yeah, I mean, it's not all. So that's good.
Yeah, well, what's going on out of South Africa?
Yeah, so airlines have come out in force this week with the extension of flight bans to and from South Africa. Emirates have extended their ban that they already had in place for flights to and from the country until at least the 28th of February. This was quickly followed by the news that Virgin Atlantic had extended their ban of flying indefinitely. British Airways then also jumped on the bandwagon to extend their ban on flights to and from South Africa until at least the 16th of April. That is bad news. There is good news, a little bit of good news. It's not all doom and gloom. Air France, Qatar Airways, and Ethiopian Airlines are still all flying direct into the country, though.
So is this because there's sort of a new kickoff of the virus in South Africa at the moment?
Yeah, it's because they've got that new strain, haven't they? The South African strain, which is apparently a lot more transmissible than others already found. So countries are just batting down the hatches, unfortunately.
But crew, are there still, with crew exemptions to come in and out of the country?
Certain countries, crew can. Again, there's certain ones that they can't. There's also grey areas. Spain, from the 3rd of February, announced tighter restrictions in certain parts, which although seafarers are supposedly exempt, we have seen a few that have struggled to get in. So again, it's just making sure you have all the correct paperwork. Your letters, your discharge book, all the rest of it. And then, hopefully, fingers crossed, you'll be okay.
Sometimes it just comes down to the agent at the border.
Unfortunately so. Yeah, that is how it is.
What's the news out of the UK?
Yeah, so the mandatory hotel quarantine for UK residents and nationals arriving back into the UK from the countries that are on the red list, they've finally announced a start date effective from the 15th of February. Countries on the list include all of South America, Southern Africa, Portugal, United Arab Emirates, Mauritius, and the Seychelles. Passengers who arrive back into the UK airports will be met directly from the flight and taken to the managed quarantine hotel. Now, we at Blue Marine Travel do know there are a significant number of super yachts still in Dubai, Mauritius, and the Seychelles at this moment in time. What we would suggest, where logistically possible, is to try and get your UK crew transfers in place before that time.
Okay. And there's good news out of Australia, finally.
There is a little bit of good news, yes. With community infections in the country remaining low over the last several days, Australia will relax caps on international arrivals. They will reinstate the prior limits on international travellers allowed back each week to some states, as they did cut them in early January to 3,000. This was obviously after the discovery of one of the new variants of the coronavirus. As from the 15th of February, the number of international arrivals will increase as follows. So Sydney will go back up to 430 international arrivals per day. Brisbane will go back to 1,000 per week. Perth will increase to 1,310 per week, and Adelaide will increase to 530. As of this time, Melbourne, however, will be kept to their current reduced rate until a further review is carried out. It's also to be noted that the Australian government have decided they're going to keep the two-week mandatory quarantine for all returning travellers indefinitely. There was talk of it being culled once the vaccine was rolled out, but apparently there is some trepidation within the Australian cabinet with regards to how effective the vaccines will be in limiting the transmission of said virus.
Well, I mean, the vaccines aren't being rolled out as quickly as, it's not even as they should be. It's very difficult to vaccinate an entire population. So it's going to take some time before everyone is vaccinated anyways. And you know, those people still may need to travel. So I can imagine.
Yeah, it is. It's, I mean, it's tough for everybody, isn't it? You know, Australia have got their way of doing it. Rightly or wrongly, people may agree with it. I don't know. All I know from our point of view is extremely difficult to get people home. We are managing to do it, albeit at a premium.
Yeah. American and British Airways, what's going on with them?
Yeah, so American Airlines have announced that they're now going to accept their mobile health wallet Verifly from all of its airports in the US. Verifly is a digital health passport which allows customers to upload documents such as negative COVID-19 test results, basically to an app to meet various countries' travel requirements. Starting from today, customers traveling from any American Airlines domestic airport will have the option to use the free app to upload required documents for travel on the airline. This will apply to direct and connecting flights from the carrier's US airports to the United Kingdom, Canada, Chile, Colombia, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Jamaica. Further to listeners, it's also been announced that British Airways will now also be utilizing the Verifly app on flights from the United Kingdom to the US. Now, the good thing about this app is that it allows customers to complete all of their verification documents before they leave home. This, hopefully, is with the intention of cutting down check-in times, which obviously we have seen spiraling up to 4 or 5 hours before departure.
Will you have to carry any paper? Like, of course, for seamen will have to carry their paperwork, but would it be advisable then to carry your COVID test with you, you signed in?
Me personally, I would carry as much as I possibly could just to mitigate any circumstances. I mean, it's an app that supposedly works, but who knows? You know, you may get a tick on there and you go to check in and for whatever reason the system's crashed or whatever. At least if you've got the paperwork in hand, you've got it to show as well.
Yeah, always wise to hang on to everything. Well, yeah. And we have some great news. We've got a monthly photo competition winner.
We have, yes. So the Blue Marine Travel Photo Competition. We want to say congratulations to Keegan Moffat. He is our first competition winner for January 2021. Keegan sent in a picturesque nature scene of Cape Town, South Africa, and his chosen charity is the Global Wildlife Conservation. Anybody who wants to find out more about the wonderful work this charity does, please head to their website, which is www.globalwildlife.org. Anybody who wants to follow Keegan and his photographic journey through life can find him on Instagram at Keeg101. That's Keeg101, or on Facebook at Keeg Moffat. Now, obviously, that we have our first winner, entries for February are now open. People just need to email photo and preferred charity to sales@bluemarinetravel.com, and winners will be notified via email before the end of every month.
Can you send us the links for him and we'll make sure to get the information out there for everybody and hopefully get him some followers.
Indeed. Yeah. I've got to say he's a wonderful photo. You know, people should look at his work. It's very good. But yeah, I'll definitely send you the links.
Nice. Well, Lee, once again, it's been an absolute pleasure. And this week I can actually say that honestly, because there has been some good news for a change.
Yeah, not all doom and gloom, not the Grim Reaper this week. Well, I mean, a little bit, but not quite so much.
Yeah, last week I was just ready to throw in the towel, to be honest.
I know. Terrible, wasn't it? I must admit, even when I listened back, I was depressed by the end of it.
I know. And I had to listen to the whole thing and talk to you throughout it. It was like, that was really hard. I had to have a nap after that.
I'll try and be better every week, I promise.
It's fine. It's the state of the world in which we live today. Thanks again, Lee. Once again, you've been watching another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next week.